Perashat Be'alot Echa, Pasuk writes in Perek Yod, Pasuk Lamed Gimal, Vayis'u Mehar Hashem Derech Sheloshet Yamim, that the Jewish people journeyed from the mountain of Hashem a 3-day distance. Although this Pasuk seems quite innocent, the Gemara says that this was one of the tragedies that took place in the Midbar. Not that they left Har Sinai, but the attitude with which they left Har Sinai. Hachamim say they left with the attitude, Kitino kaboreach mibet ha-sefer, like a child that's running away from school. The school being Har Sinai, where they received the Torah. And the Torah calls this a puranut. It calls this a tragedy in the attitude, the way they left. But the question is asked, the Jewish people did not travel on their own accord. They traveled based on the Anane Kavod. Once the clouds of glory started to move, so the Jewish people only followed it. So what is this Kitino Kaboreach Mibet HaSefer? They didn't decide to leave. The cloud started to move, so they started to follow the cloud. They had no choice. What did you expect them to do? To let the clouds of glory start traveling and they'll just remain stationary? That's not an option. So why is there a claim against the Jewish people? The explanation they say is that if we compare this to when the Jewish people were coming out of Mitzrayim, the Pasuk says when they got to Kiryat Yamsuf and they were collecting all the spoils of the Egyptians, the Pasuk writes, Vayasa Moshe et ha'am. Moshe Rabbeinu had to force the people to continue traveling. The Gemara says, Hissi'an ba'al korhan. He had to force them to travel against their will. Why? Because they were too busy collecting the spoils of Mitzrayim. They were making money. So they didn't want to take from that precious time. So Moshe Rabbeinu had to force them. Let's go, gentlemen, ladies, we're late, we got to go. So he pushed them. So the claim against the Jewish people is, when the clouds of glory started to leave from Har Sinai, nobody complained. The Jewish people just packed their bags and they left. When it came to collecting the money, Moshe Rabbeinu had to force them to leave. When it came to leaving Har Sinai, they were very, very acquiescent. Everybody just left on their own. The attitude should have been, no, Moshe, we want to stay an extra day. No, we want to stay a little more. Maybe there'll be more Kiddusha. Maybe there'll be another Hadush. Moshe Rabbeinu should have had to force them to continue traveling. And therefore, the fact that they didn't travel against their will, that's considered Ketino Kaboreach Mibet HaSefer. From here, we learn a great lesson regarding not only the study of Torah, but the attitude that we have to have when we study Torah or when we finish studying Torah. When the shi'ud is over, it shouldn't be that we can't wait to run out and go back to our schedule and go back to our way. On the contrary, we have to have an attitude where it's difficult for us to get up, where we have no choice to get up, where we're almost forced to get up in order to go do what we have to do. So you see here, it's not only the learning that's important, but the attitude as well is just as important. Shabbat shalom uborach.